Hello, everybody. This is Mark Vines, and welcome to the Mark Vines Show. Thanks for joining me today, and I apologize for taking so long to get back to you. We've gone about a week without a broadcast, and reason being is I had a family emergency that occurred, and I had to travel down to Florida, and very sad situation that we had to deal with. But we did it, and I'm back. I did do a broadcast while I was down there, but it's been about a week, and I hate to be away from you guys during these times, because as you know, this is a very, very important time, one of the most important times in our history, as a matter of fact. And what I have learned is many people are not paying attention to what's going on. And that's one of the aspects of this, you know, this real social media society that we live in right now, where people are just so distracted. There's so many channels on television. There's so many different things that we can do. COVID's got everybody locked down and crazy, and people aren't paying attention to what's going on around them. Folks, this is a dire time. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not an alarmist. I'm not somebody that just goes off on the deep end at different times, but this is an important period in U.S. history. This election was an absolute sham, And I have to tell you that we have a media that is just disgusting. This is a media that for 4 years went after this president. 4 years, it was one thing after another. And if you remember, it was 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Russia, Russia, collusion, 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 and you couldn't get enough of it. And then all of a sudden, it just drops off the radar like that, like it never happened. Adam Schiff has slithered away. You've not heard from him since February and March of this last year when he was pursuing these impeachment charges. And you never even hear it talked about. In fact, you never heard impeachment talked about during the campaign, the presidential campaign. Did you notice that? I mean, if Richard Nixon had continued to run, if he had stayed in office and then ran again, do you think you may have heard about Watergate? Like, that might have been a big deal. Have you ever thought about the fact that it was never mentioned? The Russia investigation was never mentioned again after impeachment. Why? Because it was crap. Because it was stupid. Because it was not true. But now we have an election that by every conceivable way that you can look at it does not make any sense whatsoever. You have batches of ballots that came in out of nowhere and spiked the votes. You have people that voted for the president but didn't vote down ballot. You have situations where we had congressmen and senators, Republicans, winning. We have these 26 seats that were held on to or won, but yet Trump did not win in the areas where these people won. It makes no sense. So you're going to tell me that Republicans went in and voted on the down ballot side, but did not vote for the president, did not vote for President Trump, the person that gave all of these people the exposure that they needed to win. And you're telling me that that's what happened? You've got to be kidding me. President Trump had 11 million more votes than he had in 2016, but yet he still didn't win the election. There's no way I'm believing this. And there is so much fraud that has been put forward and so many different stories that could be covered, but the media refuses to do it. And in fact, they write articles stating the otherwise. In fact, let me give you some examples of the articles that are out there. We have an article here from Newsweek, and this is an article by Jeffrey Martin. And again, this is a Newsweek article, and the title was this: "Realize how silly it sounds, GOP lawmaker urges Americans to ignore Trump's baseless conspiracies." And they love saying that these are a conspiracies, so it makes you sound crazy if you believe in them, and that they're baseless, right? And so let me just go through this article here, and we'll break it down. Illinois Republican congressman, and they love finding these Republicans that speak out as if they don't have their own minds. Adam Kinzinger tweeted on Sunday that President Donald Trump's allegations that the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the U.S. Department of Justice could be involved in rigging the November presidential election were silly. Trump has refused to concede the election to President-elect Joe Biden, although Biden has widely been projected to be the winner. Now, if you have had a chance to listen to my good friend Frank Runnels podcast, Lies People Tell, you'll know that words mean things. And you have to read very closely and think about what people are saying and look at the meanings of the words and look at what they're doing with these words. And then when you break that down, you'll be able to detect the deception in what is being said. Now, you couple that with the fact that very few Americans completely understand our election system and our government and the Constitution. And I find that out more and more when I travel around. In fact, like as I mentioned earlier, I was down in Florida and had some political discussions with people. I know that's a big surprise, but I did have some political discussions with folks down there. And people's lack of understanding of how our election system actually works is astounding to me. But, you know, I have to give people grace. I do live in Washington, D.C. I'm a political science major, and we live and breathe this stuff here in Washington. And out in the normal world, which is all you guys that live outside of the Beltway, don't follow this stuff the way that we do. But so couple this with the press knows that the average American does not understand our Constitution and our form of government, and the fact that they control all the information that goes out, and they get a lot of mileage from this. So when it says this, Trump has refused to concede the election to President-elect Joe Biden. Well, first of all, Trump doesn't have to concede anything. There is nothing in the Constitution that says that one of the two candidates has to concede. And in fact, that's true of Biden, to be honest with you. He does not have to concede. Now, why is he not conceding? Because the election is not over. You know, today is December 4th, and you know that the election is not over. The Electoral College does not meet until December 14th. So I don't know why he would concede to an election that he is contesting. Right, number one, and two, the Electoral College has not met. It has not met. So he does not have to concede. So the fact that the election is not over and the Electoral College has not met yet, and in fact, all of the states have not certified the votes, then you notice in here they refer to Biden as President-elect Joe Biden. He is not the president-elect. They are projecting that he's going to win the election, and that's very different. Projecting a victory is different than actually having a victory. Okay, but he goes on to say this, that, again, right there, it says Biden has widely been projected to be the winner, but widely projected by who? By the media. The media does not pick the president. The Electoral College does. And then Congress will certify that. The media does not do that, folks. Now, Trump's legal team has filed lawsuits attempting to prevent states from certifying their election results, which he's allowed to do. He's legally allowed to do that. Kinzinger, who also serves as a lieutenant colonel in the Air National Guard, and I love how the press always does that, as if this gives him some sort of credibility. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, General Flynn was a general in the Army. I was a naval officer, I was an FBI agent, and I've been a police officer, but does this guy have more credibility than me just because he was a lieutenant colonel in the Air National Guard? So what? So Kinzinger has congratulated Biden on his apparent election victory. Now listen to how they put that. His apparent election victory. Interesting. So they refer to him as president-elect earlier in the article, but now they say his apparent election victory. Do you see how deceptive and devious that is? It goes on to say this. During a Sunday interview with Maria Bartiromo on Fox News, Trump implied that government agencies may have been connected to improprieties in the electoral process. Now, they're making this sound like it's crazy talk. But did you see Mueller and his testimony? Did you see Strzok's test, Page's text? Did you see what James Comey did? Is it any wonder why President Trump would not trust federal agencies? I'm just saying, folks, there's been good reason. You know, and I'm saying this as a former FBI agent. You know, the FBI really lost a credibility, and I'll be the first one to tell you that. And I have no compunction about President Trump having issues with the FBI right now or other government agencies, particularly the intel community. They've given him good reason for that. Wouldn't you agree with that? If you don't agree with that, call in and tell me that, or write on my Facebook page, or let's have a discussion about it. I'd love to have you on the show if you think that I'm wrong about that, because that's exactly what I'm telling you. So Trump said this is total fraud, and he told that to Maria Bartiromo. And how the FBI and Department of Justice, I don't know, maybe they're involved, but how people are allowed to get away from this stuff is unbelievable. Now, you know how Trump talks, and he just throws that out as kind of like a, you know, a throwaway statement. You know, when he says maybe they're involved, I don't know. That's just the way that he talks, and I wouldn't make too much of that. However, you know, if you really think about it, I've not heard any reports of any of the people alleging fraud out there being interviewed. Now, again, if I'm wrong about that, write into the show, call the show, talk to me, send me an email, whatever you want, and give me the examples. But when you have the amount of fraud going on that he is alleging has been going on, and it looks like there's more and more evidence that that has actually happened, you would think that FBI agents would be scouring the land interviewing these people and putting together reports and doing FD-302s and reporting that back to headquarters. If that's happening, I'm not aware of it, and I've not heard of one report of it. So, you know, I can see where the press is really, you know, making a hay out of this, but Trump has a point when you think about it. If I'm wrong, let me know, but I don't see any evidence of it. So Kinzinger tweeted that Trump's allegations were untrue. Well, okay, but how do you know that? Have you done an investigation? Have you done interviews? Are you reading a report? Has something been put out? Is there something that I'm missing? Mr. Kinzinger, you really don't know that, do you? He tweeted this. The FBI did not rig the election, Kinzinger tweeted Sunday. And again, I would say, and what proof do you have of that? I'll tell you what, Trump has more proof that fraud has been committed, Mr. Kinzinger, than you have, that the FBI was not involved in rigging the election. All right, let's just put it that way. He goes on to say, if you find yourself believing they did, please stop and say it out loud, and you will realize how silly it sounds. Simply flooding the zone with baseless conspiracies again. That's what he said about Trump. Well, I don't know, Mr. Kinzinger. Were you awake over the last 4 years? If you would have told me 20 years ago when I started my FBI career that the FBI would, the James Comey would be the FBI director, and he would lead the campaign that he did to take the president out, I would have thought that was crazy too. But we now know that it's true, don't we? So it is not crazy talk, Mr. Kinzinger. So then he goes on to say, when asked by Bartiromo if the FBI and DOJ were actively investigating the allegations of election manipulation, Trump said both agencies were, quote, missing in action. Newsweek reached out to the DOJ for comment. So then Kinzinger tweeted his congratulations to Biden after his apparent victory in November. Now, notice that. Again, they say the apparent victory in November. They haven't said his victory. His apparent victory. Saying that the U.S. deserves two competing parties who can work together when possible and compete honorably when not. And I would absolutely agree with that, Mr. Kinzinger. I really would. And if you want to compete, then let's compete. But let's stop with the fraud. Let's stop with the crap that the Democrats have been putting out there. Then other members of the GOP that have congratulated Biden include Utah Senator Mitt Romney. Oh, wow. Mitt Romney, really? Is he really a Republican? Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, who's not really a Republican, and Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse, the same there. Trump's legal team has alleged a multiplicity of fraudulent activity ranging from individuals being allowed to vote after Election Day to voting machines manufactured by the company Dominion being programmed to flip votes for Trump from Trump to Biden. And then Dominion has publicly denied these allegations. Well, I guess that means they didn't do it if they publicly denied it. Many of the lawsuits filed on behalf of Trump's re-election campaign have failed to go forward. While Trump is not required by law to formally concede, and they are right about that, to formally concede the presidency, he has indicated that he will leave the White House if Biden wins the Electoral College. All right, so what's the problem there? It's going to be a very hard thing to concede, Trump told reporters on Friday, because we know there was massive fraud. Many observers have described Trump's claims as unsubstantiated. Now listen to that. Many observers. Who? Again, if you look at Frank Runnels' Lies People Tell podcast, or listen to that podcast, you'll see there that when they're that vague, that's a sign of deception. And that's a way to convince you of their point of view without giving you any specifics whatsoever, which is funny because they accuse Trump of not giving specifics. But he's given plenty of specifics. But many observers have described Trump's claims as unsubstantiated. Well, in a country of 330 million people, you're going to have observers that will claim lots of different things that are untrue. Currently, Biden holds 306 electoral votes to Trump's 232 electoral votes. Now, that's not true, because there's three states that have not been called. So they cannot say that he holds those. The media is projecting that Biden is going to have those, but that is not, in fact, where we are at right now. A candidate needs to receive 270 votes in the Electoral College to be formally declared the president. Okay? Well, again, the Electoral College has not met. I cannot beat that drum enough. On December 14th, the Electoral College is expected to officially cast their ballots for president and vice president. Many states have laws in effect prohibiting their electors from casting a vote for the candidate who lost the election in their state. All electoral disputes, including those filed by Trump's legal team, are required to be settled by December 8th. Okay, so the only truth in all of this is that last paragraph right there. And folks, this is just one article. I could read many articles to you. In fact, nearly all of the articles that are out there will be in the same vein as this particular article. This is a campaign to convince you that Biden is, in fact, the president-elect. They refer to him as the president-elect. Turn on the television, every single channel refers to him as the president-elect, which is incorrect. Folks, this is not over. And I am with Trump in challenging the election. The fraud is just horrendous. And when people say to you that there is no systemic fraud, what they're talking about is the entire nation. I am not saying that. The president is not saying that. And that is completely inaccurate. Remember now, it is really three, maybe four states that are in question. You notice that there are lots of states that Trump and no one else, including me, are even talking about. We are not talking about the entire system. We are talking about three or four areas, three specific states, and in fact, not just the states, but three specific cities that are Democrat-run, and they are notorious for fraud. And we are having eyewitness after eyewitness, hundreds of sworn affidavits where people are claiming that they witnessed the fraud taking place. That is what we are talking about. Now, if your definition, if you think that what Trump is saying is that a systemic fraud across the entire system in the United States, that is not what he is alleging. It is in the specific areas, and in those areas, any reasonable person would look at that and go, yeah, there's probably fraud there. At an absolute minimum, this should be looked into. Now, you have a media that was relentless against Trump for 4 years, and they went down every little pigeonhole. If they could find anybody that had anything negative to say about Trump in any way, they followed that to the ends of the earth. And now we have lead after lead after lead, and it is crickets, and they will not follow up on that. Now, the problem with my Democrat friends is this, that they are doing this because they want their guy to get into office. But you've got to remember that in the way our political system works, it's not always your guy. And if you're okay with a system being corrupt in this instance, then what you're saying is you're going to be okay with this system being corrupt when the other party gets in office. And I don't think that you're going to like that. In fact, I know you're not going to like that. We as a nation cannot accept this. We are not a third world banana republic country. We are the greatest country on earth. And we can only remain that way if we have an electoral system that is fair, that is honest, and when we see fraud and when we see crimes, we pursue it and we prosecute and we put an end to it. And folks, we are going to have to address the way that this election went down with mail-in ballots, with the absentee ballots going on beyond government employees and military members that are sent all over the world, which is what that was intended for. We are going to have to address this. Do you know that there's some states that are still not done counting, and we're a month away from the election. That is completely unacceptable. This is not how we should do business in the future. Folks, this is a dire time, and we have to have changes made. And folks, please, please, please pay attention to what is going on and get involved. Get involved. Do not let your voice be silenced. And our media, as we know it, is going away. And people are being silenced, and people are being banned, and people are being shut down. Freedom of speech is going away. And we have to spread this message from coast to coast in this country. So do me a favor, because this broadcast here from me is one of those broadcasts that is going to continue to preach freedom, continue to preach liberty, and continue to preach justice. Please share this podcast with your friends, with as many friends as you can, and let's spread this message, because we are having our country taken away from us, and we cannot have that. So with that, guys, thanks again for listening. Sorry I've been away for so long. I'm going to do more podcasts, and as we get closer to this decision here, I'm going to be doing more and more and giving you my analysis on what's going on. And I'm going to get you some interviews with some fantastic guests. So follow me on Facebook. Give me a like. Give me a follow. Pass me on to your friends. And I really do appreciate you being here listening to me. And with that, guys, this is Mark Vines from The Mark Vines Show, and I'm out.